Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 13. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come but buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that you do not know, you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their way and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them return to the Lord, that he may have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and succeed in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle. And it shall be the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the living word of God, wisdom to all generations.
When I was looking over the suggested readings for this Sunday from the Revised Common Lectionary, the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 55 that was read today by Steve really intrigued me. The title of the passage in my study Bible reads, An Invitation to Abundant Life. My first thoughts of abundance immediately go to our great country of Canada, especially in the celebration of its 150th year of being the Dominion of Canada. Canada and abundance. Let's first think about geography. Almost 4 million square miles, our country is big. At over 5,500 miles from coast to coast, that's a long way. How many of you have driven from here to Newfoundland and Labrador to the East Coast? All right, a few of you. How many of you have driven from here to Vancouver to the left coast? About the same amount. And you are the brave folks. How did you manage to get across the prairies? I've heard from the people there, because I've visited there a few times, and I was born in Brandon, Manitoba. I've heard from the people who live there say, it's not the end of the earth, but you can see it from here. All across our nation, there is an abundance of food production. From the fisheries on both coasts, to the wheat fields on the prairies, to the fruit orchards of the Okanagan Valley and our Niagara Fruit Belt, and to the many vegetable growers across the country. Our country also has an abundance of beauty. To name a few, the rugged coastline, especially the Cabot Trail on the East Coast, the beautiful forested shoreline on the West Coast, the majestic and awesome Rocky Mountains, the ancient frozen, and I might add disappearing glaciers, the northern lights of the far north, the vast wilderness of forested land here in northern Ontario, the golden sea of wheat on the prairies, the many freshwater lakes where we have the most in the world, and the power and thunder and awesomeness of Niagara Falls. In the lesson from Isaiah 55, we see that anyone who thirsts should merely come to the waters and drink. If you need some wine or milk or bread, come buy it without any money or without any price. This invitation to this food and drink was and is for everyone, all of humanity, especially the poor. The prophet asks us not to seek what does not ultimately satisfy us. For if we are truly to live, we are to listen to God's invitation to the everlasting covenant he made with David. This covenant is unconditional that is made between David and God, where God promises that the Messiah would come from the lineage of David and that he would establish a kingdom that would last forever. This covenant is found in 2 Samuel 7. God freely and abundantly offers love, mercy, forgiveness, and grace to all who thirst and hunger. The problem is that sometimes people feel a lack of abundance. For them, life is not full of prosperity. Everyone else is doing well financially, but they are struggling to survive. For others, it could be a health issue. To some, life is full of loneliness. At some point in our lives, we may have experienced emptiness or abandonment, a kind of spiritual bankruptcy. We find it throughout the Bible. There are people who have struggled, suffered, and even died. When the early church was being founded, there were many believers who were tortured, mocked, imprisoned, mistreated, and died as martyrs. Some people believe if they were rich, then they would be happy. How often have we heard of celebrities dying from drug overdoses or suicide? We may remember the late Robin Williams in this instance. At some point in our lives, we may have all experienced some difficulty and loss. I believe there may be a way of turning the whole issue of lack or prosperity or abundance around, and that in the way one thinks of the situation they are in. What if, instead of thinking of all the ways in which we are lacking, perhaps we could consider all of the ways in which we are blessed? Every morning when I wake up and my 2 feet hit the floor, I pray to God and give thanks for another day. I will sit on the edge of the bed and pray for family and others who are not having or having a difficult time right now. If we reflect on all the blessings we do have in our lives, be it a roof over our heads, food in the fridge, a loving family, friends who care for us, and especially for our church family here at St. James Rosemont and Trinity United, we may realize just how truly blessed we are. Verse 10 of Isaiah 55 tells us that the rain and snow that come down from heaven and do not return until they have watered the earth. I believe Jesus Christ is that rain and snow that is sent by God Himself to bless us with abundant life. He gave the seed to the sower and makes it sprout and bring forth grain for our daily bread. Abundant life is eternal life. It is spiritual abundance, not material. God is not concerned with what we will eat or what we will wear, but is concerned with who we are right now. God is giving us absolute freeness of the offer of salvation. No person can excuse herself or himself for not being a Christian because they are poor, as no one who is rich can ever boast that they have bought their salvation. Jesus said in John 10:10 that, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." I encourage us as a Christian community and of believers to embrace a change to our mindset from the secular to the spiritual, in order that we may understand that prosperity and abundance are not measured by material things, and that salvation and redemption are not something that can be bought and only the rich can obtain. God gave His only Son so that all believers could have eternal life. In Christ, there is enough for all because He is the fountain of healing and living waters. God invites us each and every day through prayer and His Word to experience abundant life. He invites anyone who thirsts and is in pain to drink from the living water. He invites all those who hunger and are feeling empty or weak from the trials of this world to be filled with the bread of life, Jesus Christ, who gives us hope and peace and love. You see, God grants us grace and shows His love for us because we are His people who He created. Prophet Isaiah invites us to seek the Lord and to call upon Him whenever we are in need. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8 says, "And God is able to provide you with every blessing and abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work." This reminds me of the account in Luke 12 where Jesus observed the widow who donated to the treasury. Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on." We are called to share with others our abundance, whether that is our time, our talents, or treasures as Christians to a community in need. In a world where there are people who are empty and lack spiritual direction, we are called to take the blessings we have been given and share them with all who are in need. How will we know we have had an abundant life? When we have received enough of the blessings of God to share with others, and then actually do it, that's when we truly have abundant life. May it be that we are able to count our blessings, however great or small in number, and allow God to bless us with His love, mercy, forgiveness, and abundant grace. Amen.